This is a story with a moral, which is, if you drink, don't drive, and if you drive, don't drink, and if you fly, don't fly too high. Well, Jimbo fixed the airplanes at the airport north of town. He spent his nights at Brownie's, drinking beer and whiskey down. Brownie's set out past the fairgrounds, across the road from Dead Man's Hill. It looks condemned, as you know, bars and taverns sometimes will. It was late one Friday evening when Jimbo got the call from a big-time businessman who had to be in Montreal. He said, "My airplane's smoking, spitting oil out everywhere, and I'll give you $1,000 if you get it in the air." Well, Jimbo grabbed a six-pack and he said, "I'll be right out." 'Twas just a simple 20-minute gasket job, no doubt. Ah, but Jimbo's mind was roaming when he checked those engine seals. His head was filled with visions of $1,000 bills. Hey, Jimbo, what are you doing? Just taking a Sunday drive up in the sky. Hey, Jimbo, take it easy. You know you always fly a little high. Well, when he was done, he thought he'd take her up, see how she flew, and then go back to Brownie's for some whiskey and a brew. He took it up, hit it south, flew low above the town. Thought he'd take one sweep past Brownie's, then he'd set her down. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm beginning to see a disturbing pattern in the amount of time Jimbo spends thinking about Brownie's and the beverages they're in. We'll see. But just a-puttin' through the ozone that balmy summer's night, Jimbo didn't see the oil pressure dropping out of sight. But he did smell something smoking, and he felt that engine stop, and all he heard was deathly silence as that plane began to drop. And as it did, he said, "Hey, Jimbo, what are you doing? Taking a Sunday drive up in the sky. Hey, Jimbo, take it easy. You know you always fly a little high." So he grabbed a little tighter on that lever in his hand, and he started looking down there for a nice soft spot to land. Dead ahead was Dead Man's Hill. He figured that was best. It was as straight as any runway, though much steeper than the rest. By now the bar was really buzzing. Booze and beer was flowing free. The crowd had gotten happy. Adios, sobriety. The band was playing louder now, and smoke hung in the air. Meanwhile, Big Jim was hanging lower now, and he would soon be there. Now, when that airplane hit that hill, the landing gear gave way. Just then, the thought occurred to Jimbo. It wasn't Jimbo's day. His heart was beating faster, and the sparks were flying bright as Big Jim slid on down that hill at 90 miles an hour that night. Sideways in an airplane, and he had to pee. 'Twas just then a drunken deacon, backslid servant of the Lord, out the window saw Jim coming and was instantly restored. Meanwhile, Big Jim just kept on sliding across the highway toward the bar, and he flipped that airplane over on Brownie's brand new car. Now all this made a crashing sound, and everyone came out to see. They found Big Jim hanging by his red suspenders in the tree, saying, "Could you get me down from here? I've got to make a call. I have bad news for a man who thinks he's gone to Montreal." So they shook him down and stood him up and got him to a phone. By now Big Jim could only shake his head, wish that he'd stayed home. He dialed that fellow's number, waved no thank you to some booze, and he said, "My friend, sit down, I have some sobering bad news. You better tell your folks, your friends in Montreal, that you just won't be there. You see, I tried to fix your airplane, but it's broke beyond repair. It's out in front of Brownie's Bar on County Route 210. It's the only airplane there parked on a black Mercedes Benz." And that man said, he said, "Hey Jimbo, what are you doing? Taking a Sunday drive up in the sky. Hey Jimbo, take it easy. Well, things worked out for mostly everybody in the end. Insurance bought a brand new plane and the boss a brand new Benz. Big Jim did not fare quite so well as you might well have known. He had to pay the state $1,000 to fix the road. So these days Jimbo leaves the flying to the crazy flying fools. He spends a lot less time in aeroplanes and lots more time on stools. All they'll let him drink at Brownies now is diet ginger ale. But he's ready any time to tell his $1,000 tale. And when he does, they say, "Hey Jimbo, what are you doing? Taking a Sunday drive up in the sky. Hey Jimbo, take it easy. You know you always fly a little high." And remember the moral: if you drink, don't drive. And if you drive, don't drink. And if you fly, don't fly too high.